Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment four of God Invention Radio. Dave Levinsky from GrowThink. GrowThink.com is his website. And two questions came in, actually, right before the break. Before we go into creative funding, Dave, if you don't mind just answering these two questions. One was, where can I find angel investors, and where can I find venture capitalists?
Okay. Each of those questions takes about 4 hours to answer each, but
well, you got about 30 seconds.
Okay. venture capitalists. Venture capitalists invest based on sector. They invest based on geography, and they invest based on stage. You need to get yourself your hands on a venture capital database, and you need to then sort by geography. Venture capitalists, 90%+ of their deals are done within 100 miles of their office. They focus on sectors. Some only focus on biotech. Some only focus on software, et cetera. So you need to figure out, make sure they have the right sector. And you need to focus on stage. Some do early stage, like seed rounds. Most do early stage after seed rounds. Some do later stage, series B, C, and D. You need to make sure they focus at your stage of development, or they won't fund you. So that's it. Okay. On venture capitalists, they're online.
Okay,
so time for Angel or no?
Yeah, it's great. Just the database part. I like to get a little bit deeper. Maybe if you can tell us where we can find this database or where we can actually go.
The National Venture Capital Association, NVCA, .org, I believe.
Okay.
They have a database of their members. There are a couple of paid databases. Venture Deal, VentureDeal.com is a database. They offer a free 14-day trial, and then there's a paid database after that. But I definitely recommend Venture Deal. It's a great database.
Great. I appreciate that. At least some place for us to start and start doing some research. Excellent.
Good.
Okay, so you were talking about, and we wanted to just kind of finish up with creative funding, with crowdsourcing, crowdfunding. We always hear those two terms. I don't know the difference, really. And then I'd like to just spend a little time on growing your business. And this segment goes pretty quick, so let's see what we can get in for the inventors listening.
Okay, so I'll talk quickly. When we talk about creative financing, there's lots of different types of financing. The one that's hot right now is called crowdfunding. Crowdfunding is essentially getting the crowd, the internet crowd, to fund your business. There are several platforms that offer crowdfunding, such as RocketHub.com and Kickstarter.com and Indiegogo.com. What you do in crowdfunding is you use one of those platforms, you post your idea, your invention, what you're trying to do on that site, and you solicit others to invest or donate. It's actually donating money to you via crowdfunding. So what you can do is you get your, Dave, I'm trying to create this product. Here's a picture of it, and I need people to fund this. And you get it out there to your networks on Facebook and Twitter, et cetera, and you get ideally thousands of people to fund your business. Now, this has happened many times, and businesses have raised up to $1 million through this crowdfunding mechanism. The way it actually works, though, is that you're essentially pre-selling goods. You need to give people rewards. No one's going to fund you in crowdfunding out of the goodness of their heart. So what people have done is said, okay, this product, I need funding to help create this product and prototype it and manufacture it. And so if you give me a donation now of $50, I'll give you the product when it's ready. If you give me a donation of $100 when the product's ready, I'll give it to you, and I'll write your name on my website as, eternally grateful. So you come up with rewards for each of the donators when they, fund you and donate money to you. So it's a very powerful concept, because what happens is that if you can create enough buzz around it, you can get thousands of people throughout the world to actually donate to you and fund your business. I love it for inventors because it's, in a way, it's pre-selling your invention, and it's proving that there's a market demand. So if you can have at least a prototype and pictures, you put the prototype up there, and if everyone says, oh, I don't want that, I'm not going to donate, then you have nothing there. But if they donate, once again, they're not really donating. They're pre-buying what you're selling, and then you're proving market demand. We talked about market research in the first segment. That's the best market research in the world, is getting, seeing if customers will essentially pre-buy your product.
Yeah,
if they
that
will,
makes sense.
You have a winner.
That makes sense.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's just, you know what it is, Dave? You know, just from this side of it, as an inventor with a product, I'm so scared. I'm just talking on behalf of inventors where, you know, I'm nervous about posting my product out there. I mean, I might be in development. I might have some patent pending, but obviously, and we could just kind of leave it at this, where inventors need to do their research, or a business owner or entrepreneur need to do their research and read the fine print to see what it is that you're disclosing, how you're disclosing it, what you're giving up. So make sure you read the fine print, inventors,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
It makes sense. Okay. So, Dave, now you're very big on growing your business. The name of your company is GrowThink. So I'm sure part of it is growing business and marketing and so forth, which we did market research in the beginning. But we got a couple minutes left. Maybe you can just give us some quick tips on how we can build our business.
Sure. It's a great question. So when you're building your business, I like you to think, start with the end game in mind. Where do you want to be? For me, when working with entrepreneurs and guiding and mentoring entrepreneurs, I want them to sell their businesses. That's what I want them to do. Because that is where real wealth is made, that 80% of pentamillionaires in the United States are entrepreneurs who have sold their businesses, pentamillionaire being $5 million or more. Wealth is made by selling your business. So I always look at, okay, your business is here. You want to sell that business at some point, be it 5 years from now, 7 years, however many years out, you want to sell that business. Even if you want to sell it to, essentially sell it by giving it to, you know, a family member, et cetera, you essentially want to get out of that business. So you need to think about, now, what does that business look like when you're selling it? Why would someone want to buy it? So some of the key things that you want to look at are your, you know, systems that are in place. The business must be able to run without you. So you need to put systems in place to run your business. So a lot of entrepreneurs don't do this. They fly by the seat of their pants, and then when they get to the point where they want to sell a business, nobody wants to buy it because the business is 100% predicated on them in the business. They leave the business goes bankrupt very, very soon. So entrepreneurs need to start thinking about the end game. They need to think about, okay, what systems do I need to put into place now, and that's going to allow you to run the business more easily. It's going to allow you to take more time off, more vacations, and you focus on growing the business versus day-to-day running the business.
That makes sense. And then, and actually what you're doing, that exit strategy, as they call it, right, is also pretty much part of the business plan, right?
That's part of the business plan, which is what is the exit, particularly for equity investors. They need to know what the exit is because that's how they get paid. They're not getting, you know, you're not repaying a loan with equity investors. They're getting a piece of when you sell the business.
Makes sense. Okay, we appreciate that. Dave, we have about a minute and change left. Maybe you could just give us some final words. We always like to get from the guests some final words of wisdom for the inventors and the entrepreneurs listening out there.
Sure. So, listen, hats off to you. Kudos. I love entrepreneurs. You are the backbone of the United States. You create jobs. You create opportunity. Every great thing that was ever invented, was ever created, was from you entrepreneurs. So just keep doing what you're doing. And the key is that you need to, you know, follow in the footsteps of people that have been there and done that. So I highly encourage you to get mentors and advisors. You don't know everything. I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years. There's a lot that I don't know. I have my own advisors and mentors that I turn to when I have problems, and even when I don't have problems, to guide me. So I want you to surround yourself with people that know things that you don't know, and never have your ego too big, because there are people out there that can really guide you. So get those mentors, get those advisors, and listen to them, not every time, but most of the time, to guide you to your success.
100%. And they have the experience, and you could take a look and see what they've done and see examples and learn from them of what to do and what not to do. And, I mean, that's how successful businesses work, right? I mean, you have to find people that are successful and ride off their coattails and pick up
what
they know.
That's correct.
100%. So we appreciate you being on our show tonight, Dave. Your website is unbelievable. Your daily emails, I love. Keep up the great work, and thank you for helping inventors out there. Your website is growthink.com. Is there anything else you want to tell the inventors out there to keep in touch with you?
That's it, growthink, GrowThink.com. If you go to products, there's some free products that you can get there and help you on your way.
Okay, super. Inventors, keep on inventing. Thank you for joining us. Until next week, Have yourself a great week. And, again, keep on inventing, coming up with those ideas, and listen to some of those past shows on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Good night.
If you own a business, here's a concept that can give your business a serious breakthrough. I call it the stadium pitch. What if I could put all of your potential buyers in a giant stadium and give you the chance to walk out and present to them all at once, making your company famous in a single day? Could you do it? 99% of business owners surveyed are not prepared. Are you? If we put you in front of all your potential buyers right now, listen, there are 14 strategic objectives for an opportunity like this, and I'll bet you won't think of more than two or three. Heck, I'll give you all 14 if you call 800-833-0111. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades creating business breakthroughs, and now I've teamed with Chet Holmes, the author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. This stadium pitch concept is invaluable if you're a business owner who wants to be at the cutting edge of business breakthroughs today. And it's expertly depicted in a stunning report that I'll give you as my gift if you call 800-833-0111. Leave us your email, and we'll email the report to you in 5 seconds. Call 800-833-0111.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers had bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you consider gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call. And speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor Newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. 800-711-9042.